Hello, Universe! Welcome to the first installment of The Good Game Guys. I'm your host, TKO, and introducing my co-hosts...
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting. The best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood. And where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live.
Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday.
We're on air. I'm Trinity Marquez.
And I'm Victoria Stell. And this is our first time.
Yeah, we're so excited right now.
We can't wait. So you guys can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcast. And remember to call us at 914-338-1303.
So, Victoria, what have you been up to?
Well, you know I love fashion, and I just walked in L.A. Fashion Week. What are you up to, Trinity?
Well, I'm really excited because my 14th birthday bash is live concert and launch our new Kidstown Live that Saturday. My birthday is on January 18th at Busby's East on Saturday. Hope you guys can come out for my birthday party at 4 p.m.
So cool. Hey, guys, if you want two free tickets, be the first to tweet me now at RealBeastGal. And now, our commercial break. So, Trinity. What's going on?
Nothing much. It's kind of chilly here.
Well, definitely. Are you ready for the new year?
Yes, I'm really excited. How about you?
Good. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. And who is coming on the show today?
Well, we have our first caller is Zach Callison, and our second one is Big Will Simpson.
Well, I can't wait to talk to them. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
A lot of new projects coming up, too. And a bunch of callers, which don't forget to call us at 914-338-1303. And join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/easywaybroadcast. And now we have a caller at
714-3080. Hi. Hello?
Is anybody there?
Well, I'm actually really excited because my birthday is coming up, and we're just going to have a lot of stuff going on. We're going to have a red carpet and drinks, food, and cake and everything.
And right now we're going to play a song by Kaya Jones, a former Pussycat Doll, number one song, Hollywood Doll.
Here we go, y'all. Pretty girl, you've been pushing my nerves, thinking you're the main attraction. All my girls see you fronting on them like you want some kind of action. So don't be hating on me, cause they want my satisfaction. In a closing scene, no way, no camera, lights or action. You play the man, but you're no movie star.
No time for haters with their jealous eyes.
I don't care who it
that was an awesome song. This is like my favorite song right now. Like
definitely, it's a great song.
Let's go tiptoe.
And I love the beat.
Well, yeah, I actually modeled for her for LA Fashion Week.
Wow.
It was actually really fun. I was excited. I was nervous, and then yes, I was so excited.
Well, when I got to model for Tumblr for Fashion Week, I got to model for Tumblr in Sydney, and that was a lot of fun.
Nice. What was it like?
Well, it was definitely a great experience because I've never got to walk in a show that big before.
Right.
And to get to meet all the other models and the really cute clothes that they got to wear, it was so much fun, especially in the really high heels they got to wear.
Yeah, I love the high heels.
Are there any new movies you've seen?
Well, the latest was today, Catching Fire. It was good.
I can't wait for the next one. Wonder what happens.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I got to watch Ender's Game, finally. It was a great movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
I would like to see that one day. Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I really want to see it.
Yeah, I heard it was a good movie.
Yeah.
So how was your New Year?
My New Year was awesome. I got to spend a night at my friend's house. How about you?
Well, for the New Year, I really just got to chill at home, and talk to my family. Your Christmas?
My Christmas was awesome. I got to open my presents first, and then me and my mom went walking and hiking and up Griffith Park.
Oh, wow. Well, for my Christmas, I actually got a new room. It's really cute. I got a new bedspread. Everything was amazing.
That's cool. Nice.
Yep, and I definitely got to go. I got to go to Knoxbury Farm yesterday, and that was so much fun.
What did you do over there?
Well, we got to go on a few rides. There's a lot of lines there, so but it was still fun.
Well, we have a caller right now. Go ahead.
636-1925.
Hello.
Hello.
Is anybody there?
Hello.
Hey, this is Zach.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my God, this is Zach?
Yeah,
oh, hey,
Zach. I don't know. I'm just hanging out, waiting for you guys to do...
Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, we're awesome. We're excited for you to be on our show.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Yeah. So we have a few questions for you. Our first question is, what got you interested in acting?
What got me into acting?
Yes.
Well, I started singing first, actually. I was about 6 or 7 years old. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And my mom decided that since I was singing so much at school and doing all that, she hired a singing coach for me. And it was at a community college, and the teacher didn't do any recitals or shows or anything, but she recommended that I try out for some of the kids' parts in the college's production of The Music Man. I did. I ended up getting the lead kid role, Winthrop, and it's been uphill since there. I did a lot of theater in St. Louis, and in 2007, I moved to Los Angeles.
Wow.
By the way, Happy New Year.
Thanks. Yeah. Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Yeah, thank you. Are there any new projects that you're working on this year or less?
Well, the big one right now for me is Steven Universe. It came on about 2 months ago in November on Cartoon Network, and I play Steven on that. So it's my first time having a lead role in a show, and I love it. Steven's Universe is just a dream of a show for me to work on. It's zany, it's goofy, but it's got so much heart to it through all the energy that it's been fun to work on. That's on Cartoon Network. I also have a couple movies coming out, both voiceovers. Mr. Peabody and Sherman is coming out March 6th. I play King Tut in that. And then I also did some work for the American dub of Hayao Miyazaki's The Wind Rises, which comes out February 28th here in the States.
Wow.
That's nice.
And so since you play Steven in Steven Universe, can you say something in his voice?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. I activate my powers by eating ice cream!
Wow. That's really good.
Thank you.
And so I heard that you're also on Sophia the First. Can you tell us a little
yes.
bit about your character?
Prince James is a really energetic version of me. He's always looking for an adventure. Sometimes he gets into trouble while doing that, but he's a good kid that is always trying to help his friends and spend time with them, and he loves life.
Wow. Oh, that's nice. I remember watching you on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Was the answers or the questions, were they a little hard?
For me in fifth grade, they were so fresh in my mind that only a few of them were. Some of them in my subjects that I'm not that good at, like math. But it was all around fun just to film and seeing all the adults get stumped by these sometimes easy questions. And I got to do 55 episodes of it, so I spent a whole summer on the show, and it was really, really cool. That was back in 2009, and then I think it premiered later that year.
Wow.
Nice. Were the kids that you worked, what were they like?
Well, in my class, there were three of us. It was me, Danielle, and Malachi, and I'm actually still friends with both of them to this day. And then there were two other classes with a bunch of kids in them that most of them I stayed in contact with, and we're all friends, and it was really cool just to – at that point, I had only been in L.A. for a little while, and I didn't have a whole lot of friends out here, so that helped me branch out and get a circle of friends that were doing the same thing that I was here in L.A.
Wow.
That's cool.
So I also heard that you won the 2012 Young Artist Award for your guest appearance as King Billy for I'm in the Band, which is a show I got to see at a live taping, and it was amazing. So you played a prince and a king, and that has been a lot of fun. But which one do you prefer?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part of that.
I said you played a prince and a king, but which one do you prefer to play?
Which one would I like? Did I like playing more?
Yes.
Well, I got to play Prince James for a lot longer, and he's more of a realistic character, which I liked about him. But King Billy is like off the wall. He's out there with his foam sword, and he's in charge of all these adult LARPers, and it's crazy. And they go through all this stuff, and the gang's trying to steal the van back. And it was one of the best filming experiences I've ever had, just because the script was so crazy. And I love being able to play a character in such insane situations like that.
Wow, that's been a lot of fun to do both of them. So I also know you're a great singer because you performed at my ASPCA event, and you rocked it. You're amazing. But are you doing any singing in your current project?
Yes, actually. Sophia the First is very big on musical numbers, and Steven Universe, we do music all the time, and I get to sing in a character voice, which I'd never really done before. We have all sorts of songs. Like, I sing in the title song, and there was, in the very first episode, I sing my dad's song from the 80s. And there's lots of great music coming up that hasn't quite aired yet, but I was in the studio watching some episodes yesterday, and it's really starting to come together.
Wow.
I have a question. Do you have any advice for those who want to pursue their acting career or singing?
Yes, and this advice applies to both the entertainment industry in general, as far as film and acting goes, and music. There's a lot of rejection in this industry, and that is especially hard when you're younger. Maybe you haven't had to deal with too much of that yet. And it can be really, really tough to deal with. I remember there were times when I was younger that I thought, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I just want to go home to Missouri and be a normal kid. And I'm glad I stuck with it, because eventually the dark times came to an end because I put the work in and I didn't give up, and that's what propelled me to the next level, because you will go on so many auditions and you'll meet so many people, and a lot of times they'll just say no. But if you keep going at it and you keep showing them that you want to work at this and you want to become great, then eventually you'll get there.
Wow.
Okay,
well, thank you so much for calling. And remember to watch Zach Allison on Disney Sophia the First, weekends 8:30 a.m. and Cartoon Network Steven Universe, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Also, you can follow Zach on Twitter at Zach Allison. Thank you again, Zach.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Have a great new year.
All right. You too. Happy 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to play a quick commercial from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Wow, I had an awesome interview. What about you?
That was great, and I definitely want a Havana watch.
Yeah, I know. They're really cool. I would like to have one, too. Oh, wait. Actually, I do have one. It's white, and it actually fits my wrist, and because my wrist is kind of small, but it actually really fits my wrist.
Well, I definitely want one because my old watches, they don't work, and this one probably is way better, so I need one. Anyways, we're going to be interviewing Big Will Simmons really soon, and he actually got to dance. He's a dancer, and he got to be in a music video with really big stars, like Major Lee, Justin Bieber, and Juicy J. So we're going to be talking to him, and hopefully we'll be getting to know a lot more about his dancing.
And thank you to the sponsors that who are sponsoring us, and thank you for the sponsors that who are sponsoring me at my own birthday party, and I just can't wait for it. I really want my birthday to be like tomorrow or something, but it's on the 18th. Yeah.
Well, there'll definitely be a lot of people coming and supporting, especially since you're going to be turning 14. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot of good presents. Especially since it's right after Christmas, like double Christmas. But.
Which is, yes, definitely double Christmas, and it's awesome.
Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed our last song we played by Kaya Jones. You guys can look it up and watch the music video, too.
Yeah, but yeah, we had a good time, and I was like, that song is actually really in my head. Hollywood Doll. So we're just waiting for the next caller, Big Will Simpson and Simon, and yeah, we just can't wait. By the way, thank you to Eric Zuli for having us on the show and having our own radio show, The Easy Way Broadcast, and Ryan Torres, Avenue Entertainment Management. And thank you to my mom, Cindy Marquez, LC1 Publicity, for having me. And thank you, Legacy PR Lasting, for helping us.
Okay.
And thank you, too. Thank you, Zach Callison, for being on our show. And we were really excited that you were being on our show, and great knowing that he's having stuff going on with his acting career, and thanks for the advice, too.
Okay, so how's school going for you, Trinity?
Well, I am on break until January 13th, so it's a really long break, and I actually really want to go back to school already. I really like school. Like, I just cannot, I can't even stand a week without school.
Well, sadly, my break is almost over. But the good thing is that I get to spend one of the last days at a soccer game. And my team actually got first place in championships, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Yep.
Nice.
And I got on all stars. So if you play AYSO and you come watch our game, I don't know, probably not. But we play in Redondo.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would like to see one of your games, your little soccer games.
Yep, it's really soon.
Yeah, I actually play sports, but I play basketball, a little bit of baseball, barely soccer. I'm too scared to play soccer because I'm scared that if I would fall on my face.
Well, I love soccer, even though, like, there's a lot of competition. But I'm actually not really scared of the ball because one time I ran up to the ball and it hit me in the nose and my nose started bleeding. But it wasn't that bad because I got to go up to some people and be like, you want to know what a really tough sport is? Soccer. Because I got hurt in soccer. But I also do some martial arts because I just love the adrenaline. I do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I do Muay Thai, which is a harder version of kickboxing, I guess you could say. And I just got promoted to a gray belt in Jiu-Jitsu, so that was a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds cool. I would like to learn karate or Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah.
I'm really into sports because I play, like, five times. Every day is booked except for my weekend. So that's the time I get to rest. But it's still fun because I get to do soccer games on the weekends too, so I'm never away from sports too long.
Yeah. I also play basketball. I was in a YMCA basketball team called the Junior Lakers, but we weren't really that good, which sucked because we haven't won anything. But the last game, we won a trophy, but it was really, really excited. But yeah, I would get hurt sometimes. I would fall and scrape my knees on the basketball floor, and it would suck, but at least I got to, like, meet new friends and, like, just hang out with them.
That's cool. Okay, so another off the top, like, just out of the blue question, do you have any pets at home?
Actually, I did have a pet. I had a little dog. She was like a poodle mix, I think a Bourgogne. But I don't have her anymore. I don't have her anymore, but I do miss her. And how about you?
Yep, I have a lot of pets because I love animals, especially since I support the ASPCA.
Right.
But I have three dogs, and they're all rescues. I saved all of them. There's Sunshine, Sammy, and there's Angel. And Angel's a Chihuahua. So cute. And then the other two dogs are both mixed breeds.
Well, that's cool.
Yep.
Well, we are almost at 200 fans on Kids Town Live for the Facebook. We just can't wait to get more likes. So please, everyone, please share our page, Kids Town Live, so we can get more likes and we can have callers calling us. And yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I definitely need a lot more followers. I mean, not followers, but a lot of likes because we're going to have another interview and another song. So hopefully a lot of people get to hear those two songs.
Yeah, so another one out of the blue question. I know it's kind of weird, but what's your favorite color?
Probably navy blue.
Oh, okay. So, Victoria, I heard that you're an actor, so where can we find you?
Well, you can definitely check my IMDb for some stuff I've done, other than Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Twitter and Instagram are both Real V Strauss, and then you probably could find me on Facebook just under Victoria Strauss. And then, yeah.
Yeah, what have you been in?
Well, recently was the Fashion Week walk.
Uh-huh.
But then I've also, another big thing I've done was iCarly. That was a while ago, but still a lot of people see it. And it was a lot of fun working on set. And I got to do the Muppet movie. It was a really fun process because the movie took, like, I don't know, like for our scene, like a few days, like probably 2 days to film. And it was just really fun. Especially you get to be, like, to say you were in a Muppet movie film.
Yeah. What was it like working with the characters and everyone in it?
Well, we got to work with Amy Adams, and she's amazing. She was in a bunch of movies, you guys probably know. But she was just so much fun to work with because you get to see her all the time, like, on all these other movies, and you never get to really, like, know how she is. But she's, like, a really nice person, and she was, like, always, like, just, like, really happy. It was fun to work with her.
Well, that's cool. I would have liked to work on the Muppets.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sure you do a lot of work yourself.
Yeah, I actually was in Scribble, and that I won Best Child Actor in Las Vegas, and that went to Las Vegas, Florida, and Japan. I actually really wanted to go in Japan because I like Japan, and I would like to see what was it like out there. But I couldn't, so.
It would be amazing to, like, get to travel while you're working,
yeah.
too. If you got to travel to, like, one place, where would it be?
I think it would have to have been Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I would like to have an accent.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's weird, but I would like to have an accent. And I know that it's nice out there, and the beaches are, like, blue, like blue, hard blue, and it's clean. How about you?
I've actually thought about that question a few times. Probably... Japan?
Why?
I really like sushi, so they have a lot of sushi bars there and a lot of really cool clothing. And I used to be, I was inspired by Japan's clothing. I used to always want to, like, go there and try on all their clothes because they had, like, the craziest clothes and the craziest food and some really
yeah.
weird restaurants. And I saw this show where they were showing a restaurant in Japan, and it was like, oh, my gosh. I don't know how, like, they have stuff like that. It was just so interesting and so amazing to learn their culture and stuff. But, yeah.
It was
pretty awesome.
Have you ever heard of K-pop?
A K-pop?
No, like K-pop. I don't know if it's Korean. I think it is Korean music. Yeah. I actually listen to it, and I actually like it. I don't know. It's different. I know. I'm kind of weird, but I actually like it. I don't know what they're saying, but then I would, like, just sing the song.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I thought you said cake pop because I get those at Starbucks all the time, but...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I was like, what? Oh, well, so that's your favorite kind of music. I like more, like, I really like Bruno Mars. I think he has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
But if I could pick a genre, I don't know. I recently started listening to country, and I kind of liked it, so I'm listening to a lot of country. But I like Ellie Goulding, Bruno Mars. I love Ariana Grande, and we just got her new single, and I was like, yes. So
yeah, she's a really good singer. Actually, I seen her filmed Baby I in front of my apartment in Koreatown, and I was like, huh, that girl looks so familiar, and she sounds so familiar. And then after, I was like, oh, my gosh, that was Ariana Grande.
Wow.
It was so funny.
Well, I like every single one of her songs on the whole playlist, but...
Yeah.
Especially Baby I love that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, and now we are going to play Grits featuring Toby Mac, Ooh-ah. So I hope you guys like it.
My life be like, ooh, yeah, ooh. My life be like, ooh. Persuasions I'm used to, finding comfort in the zones of clouds and bones I get loose to. I'm out in this fontaine, spinning in monsoon and grinning this high octane. Explosive how I came, rolling down the hills cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat around the castle. Stay afloat, catch a second wind, thin is the air I breathe. Teary-eyed nose running, wipe the snot on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in life.
The brug. My life be like bad characteristics covered in Christ's blood. The joy of new birth in
highs and lows, the paths and roads I chose in the cold I froze, trying to ease my woes in this world of sin, close to being the fear, so the God I send, words of help to win, and grumbling so deep letters can never express, so the sounds of ooh, I breathe my breath.
By Grits featuring Toby Mac, Ooh Wah, which that song was featured in Fast and the Furious in Tokyo Drift. So I actually seen that movie. And that movie was filmed actually by my apartment, like two or three blocks away. So that was awesome.
Yeah, and we actually have another special guest coming up really soon. He's a dancer, and you guys probably have heard of him, Dave Wolf Simmons. He was on a music video with Justin Bieber, Juicy J, and Major Ali. It's called Molly. And she was also on a 2014 commercial for
2014 Oscars with Ellen DeGeneres. That must have been really fun.
Wow.
Yeah, and
that's
also
awesome.
On.
Okay, so we got a caller. Let's see who it is. Hello, caller 714-4034.
Hello, it's Raven Simmons.
Hey. Oh, hey, what's up?
How are you?
What's up, guys? Good, how are you?
How are you? Cool. Oh, we're awesome. We're excited to interview you. We're really excited.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks
you're
for
awesome.
Being on the show.
Yeah. We're excited to have you as our guest. So, yeah, we heard that you were in Justin Bieber, Juicy J, and Major Ellie, the music video. How was it working with all of them?
It was really cool just to see them in person and just to meet them. It was a life-changing. And
nice.
When I met Justin Bieber, he gave us, like, emotional, like, speeches and all that stuff, and to help us in the future with tips and for dancing and singing and acting.
Wow. That must have been really cool, especially since you got to dance in the video. And you must be a really amazing dancer.
Thank you.
Do you think you'll be dancing at the Oscars since you filmed the promo commercial with Ellen DeGeneres?
I hope. I don't know, but I really hope.
Well, someday you're probably going to have to teach us your dance moves. Cause
yeah,
because
we would
really
like to.
Not good at dancing.
We would definitely like to us to teach us because, like, I want to learn some of your dance moves because pop lock, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, happy New Year. Yeah.
Happy New Year's.
So, are you going to do anything special for the new... Did you do anything special for the new year?
Basically, I just went to church and just to celebrate a new year, just to be blessed to be alive. So,
definitely.
Yeah. What did you do for Christmas?
What I do for Christmas is I just spent time with my family and just...
Well, what got you into dancing in the first place?
So, it was really cool.
Oh, yeah. So, what got you interested in dancing?
What got me interested in dancing was my sister. When I was around 3 years old, she was dancing on stage, and I told my grandma that I would love to do that. And next thing you notice, it just happened, and I got so much energy. I was just dancing all over the place. And
that's nice. That
sounds... And did you have any other hobbies other than dancing?
I have gymnastics, and then I have a little... And then I have acting.
Wow. So...
What was the most exciting thing that you did in 2013?
The most exciting I did with 2013 was I toured with Macy's and Sheryl Crow with the Backstreet Boys for the summer, and we helped raise money for AIDS, cancer, and people without homes.
Aww.
And then I also worked a lot of my friends for Just Dance Kids 3, the video game.
Yes, we heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, how was it working on that?
It was really fun because it was my second time doing Just Dance. So I just see the cast again, and it's so family. And then to dance with my friends, it makes it even better.
Wow, that must have been so much fun. And so we've heard you've worked with a lot of big choreographers and dance crews like Nappy Tabs, Collective Youth, and Baneful Crew. Where do you find all the time to do this?
And I also dance with Gravy Babies, but the most of the time I do this is usually after school. I would just get done with my homework because I am homeschooled. So I'll wake up early, do my schoolwork, and then I'll go probably straight to dance.
Wow. That must be really fun.
How long have you been in homeschool?
I've been homeschooled for about a year and a half now. And so far I'm doing really good, so that's a good thing.
That's nice.
Okay, and it looks like we have a caller at 951-2720.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
What's
up?
Great, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, I'm Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Do you have any questions?
Hi, Jessica.
I actually have a shout-out for Victoria.
Aww.
I would like to say that you're such an inspiration, and I love you so much. I'm your number one fan. And just knowing that you're so supportive with animals for the ASPCA, which is so amazing. And for Trinity, I love you so much, too. I can't wait to go to your birthday bash on the 18th of January. And I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to meet you guys.
Hug on the phone, over the phone, hug, air hug.
Thank you, Jessica.
Do you have
a question for our guest?
Our
guest is Big Will Diamond.
What inspires you the most to dance?
What inspires me the most to dance is mostly Michael Jackson. Just to see him dance on stage of how he does, it inspired me to do more and more in practice.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I hope to be able to dance like you.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having
me. Nice.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Bye. Well, we have another caller at 575-1637. Caller, you're online.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
First off, I just want to say howdy and how is everything going and all that stuff. And I want to say, Zach, Steven Universe, what? Hello, Steven. Just so you know, bro, hello. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I love him, bro. He's great. I guess my question is, what advice would you give kids who want to get into acting? Would you say that they should see about going into community theater? Should they do it at school? What would you recommend?
I would say stay in school, do a lot of reading because you're going to be doing a lot of scripts. So I would say do a lot of reading and then try to get yourself out there and then also and take a lot of classes, like at least 6 months. And after that, talk to some agents, and then after that, it's all slow.
Yeah, well, that's good advice for sure.
Thank you.
Of course, and I just want to say Happy New Year to you guys, and I hope you have a good,
Happy New Year.
Good January
Thank
and
you.
All
Happy
that
New
good
Year,
stuff.
Man.
And Zach, again, Steven, he's awesome. I just wanted
Thanks
to
for
say
calling.
That. No problem.
Yeah,
have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so
now we have, I think we have another caller. Let's see who it is. 909-2720. Hello, caller.
Well, say, yeah, what's going on here? I heard there was something really exciting going, so I thought I'd call in and see what was happening.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
hi.
What's up? Yeah, what's going on? Hey, what's going on there? Hey, I was talking first. Let me talk to you for a moment. So this is Kids Town Live. I am so excited.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here? You got people calling in from all over or something.
Definitely a lot of callers. So do you have a question for Big Will?
Let me think for a second here. So how old were you when you first started dancing?
I was around 3 to 4 years old when I first started dancing, and then I just took a lot of different styles and classes.
Wow.
That's really cool. And I heard the advice you gave the other caller, and you was exactly right. Classes, classes, classes. You can't be there, and people will find you and see you and go, wow, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
So you know what? You guys have a happy 2014, and you'll be hearing from us again. I am quite sure about that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So long.
Thank
now.
You for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we have another question for you.
Okay.
So it must be a huge honor and hard work for you to make Protégé on the Pulse Tour. Can you tell us a little bit about that tour?
It was very hard for me because when I first did the first Pulse, I didn't really know anybody really there, so it was kind of hard to interact with all the dancers and choreographers. But after I started going, I knew more people. I got more training into it, and I really strived for this. And when I got it, it was one of the most happiest things ever.
And
wow.
You definitely put a lot of work into that. How, with your dancing, how many times do you practice, like a week or like,
I practice around 5 times a week, sometimes 6.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work. And earlier you said that you did different types of different styles of dancing. What were those styles?
I do ballet, jazz, tap, hip hop. I also do ballroom, salsa, kind of a little bit of everything.
Wow,
and
that's awesome.
I mostly practice at Matthew's Dance Studio. So if you want to check them out, just
Wow, that's really cool.
And I have a question. What other music videos have you been in?
I've also been in David Guetta music video. It was Sights on You. It was really cool because I had a family on set, and I was playing as a kid. And I also was in Riff Rocket. He does little music videos for kids. So it was really cool to meet him.
Wow, that's awesome.
So where do you see yourself in, like, 5 to 10 years?
What I see myself in 5 to 10 years is on a really big TV show, movies, hopefully in the Oscars.
Aww. So. Well, let's see. I think we have another caller on. It's a 7143-3080. Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, girls. You're doing a great job.
Oh,
thank you so much.
No problem.
So, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Willie, how old are you exactly?
I am 13 years old, turning 14 in May.
Oh, wow.
You're turning 14 in May?
Yep.
Wow, I'm turning 14 in January, January
24th.
Oh,
happy early birthday.
Yeah, thank you. You should come to my party.
Totally.
Yeah, you're totally invited. You're on the VIP guest list.
Okay, well, do you have any more questions for our guest? Or?
I had one question. Willie, what do you think it takes as a youth to make it in the business?
Just you have to really love it. And you can't just – it takes time because you don't make everything just once. It takes it like 1,000 times. Like for my first audition, I didn't make it. But after that, I just kept going, and it inspired me to work harder and harder and harder.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, wonderful. So you got to persevere. Well, keep doing your thing. You're very talented. I've been checking you out. So keep doing your thing. I'm one of your fans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so
we have another caller, a 424-6244 number. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Sophia.
How are you? Happy New Year.
You too. I actually had a question for Big Will.
Yes,
go ahead.
I wanted to know what his favorite artist was.
My favorite artist is Jay-Z, and also like Michael Jackson and Drake.
Oh, wow. Wait, how long have you been dancing?
I've been dancing for 11 years now. Yeah, for about 11 years.
Oh, wow.
So you were three when you started?
But professionally, I've been dancing for 3 to 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. You're probably really famous when you grow up. Okay, thank you.
I got it.
Thank you. Guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
You
too.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so I see another caller, a 310-2471. Go ahead. Caller, you're on air.
Hey, what's up? This is Brady Farmer with Devoted to Youth Foundation. Just wanted to call and give a shout out to Easy and Easy Way and all the staff and everybody working with you guys. And I heard a little bit about your show and just wanted to call in.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any question for our guest?
No, I don't. I just wanted to call and say hi and then, do a little more research next time and then we'll, call in and have a good chat next week.
Well, thank you.
Call anytime you want. Okay. Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye.
Well, thanks to that sponsor who just said it. Wow, that's really exciting.
Okay, so just remember to check out Big Will Simmons on the Pulse Tour in a town or country near you. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Big Will Simmons.
You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook, Big Will Simmons.
Are there any last words you have to say to your fans before you go?
I just want to say thank you for people who called in for the questions. I just want to say thank you to you guys for inviting me to this amazing show.
Thank you, Andrew.
Have a good year.
And, I have another question for you.
Okay.
Where do you rehearse at? Where do you do all that stuff?
I rehearse at Mather's and in Walnut.
Redneck?
In Delo.
Oh, okay. So I heard that you have a lot of support from your mom and your dad.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. They're probably your big number one fans.
They are. They support me all the way through everything. And
yeah.
My mom drives me around just for, like, the craziest things. She would drive me around, and it helps us in the future. So I want to say thank you for her.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, and have a happy new year.
And tell your mom that happy new year.
Happy. Okay, I'll tell her. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, well.
Wow. That's a great show. Like, everyone, I mean, the two guests calling in, Zach Callison and Big Will.
Big Will Simmons.
Big Will. Oh, yes, Simmons.
It was it was really fun talking to them, getting to know more about them, and yeah. Don't forget. Hold on. Remember to check out Sophia the First and Steven Universe. I forgot the name for a second. Cartoon Network and Disney, and definitely check out the Pulse Tour, where you'll see Big Will Simmons. He's an amazing dancer, and he's done it for, like, 11 years now, so.
Yeah. I hope he can teach me some of those cool moves.
Yeah, I really need it. He's done, actually, a lot of dancing. Like, I heard he even did salsa and ballet and tap.
Yeah, that was cool, and jazz. Yeah.
If you ever have, like, a breakout in a dance, definitely be with him.
Well, we have another caller, a 909-2720.
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello. I just wanted to call and say hello. A friend of mine told me about this show, and I felt compelled to call. I understand this young man is a gifted dancer. Is that true?
Yes, he is.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Where are you from, first of all?
originally, I'm actually from my mother's tummy, originally.
Oh.
But that goes back a number of years. But is this a wonderful show or what?
Yeah,
definitely fun.
Yeah.
It's our first show. We're really excited.
I love the excitement. It just makes me feel so happy. I just hardly contain all my joy. So, young Mr. Simmons, I just heard you also do ballet.
He's actually not here right now.
Oh, he's disappeared. Oh, my goodness, he's lost. Do we need to send out a search party?
Oh, no, he's okay. He's still at home with his mom.
Oh, goodness gracious me, that's wonderful. I want to tell you, ladies, I think you're doing a marvelous job.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
And you should be very proud. Your mama should be excitedly excited about all that you are doing.
Yeah, they're really excited.
Yes. Now, is this going to be done weekly?
It's going to be done every Friday.
Every
Friday, 4 to 5. Yeah, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh,
What a wonderful way to end the week and start the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And you, young ladies,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I will let you go because I see it's close to time to going ta-ta. So you just have a wonderfully blessed weekend and welcome to the world of Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you
okay,
for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, ladies.
Okay,
so
and
long.
I also want to thank Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcasting, Ryan Torres, Avenue Entertainment Management, and Trinity Marquez from LC1 Publicity for having me on the show. Thank you so much. It was so much fun, and I can't wait. Maybe we could do it again.
Yeah, and thanks to Karen Carter for letting us use his song, and thanks for the sponsor, Havana Watches, and thanks for Kaya Jones for letting us use her song, Hollywood Doll.
And definitely don't forget about Trinity's 14th birthday bash. And if you want 2 free tickets, be the first to tweet me on Twitter at RealVSchow. And definitely follow me, too, because I like following you back.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Kids Town Live.
Thank you.
Hello.
Welcome to Kids Town Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kids Town Live.
Well, that was an awesome show. Thanks for everyone for listening, and plus thanks for everyone calling in for asking questions of Zach Callison and Big Will Simmons. 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 I didn't get it right. I don't know why. I keep thinking about Simpsons. But, yeah, thanks, everyone. Bye. Bye.
See ya.